This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of الدعوه اعلم رحمك الله اعلم العلم. Pay attention to this because we're going to close with this today, inshallah. العلم. What is the definition of العلم? ما هو العلم? To realize, to recognize something the way it is exactly with certainty. هذا العلم. That you know it the way it is and you have certainty about that knowledge. And this is why sometimes they call it what? علم اليقين. There is a level up, by the way. حق اليقين, عين اليقين. The eye of certainty. There is a one level up, which is what? حق اليقين. The truth of certainty. What is the difference between these three? علم اليقين, عين اليقين, حق اليقين. Okay, I have a glass, pair of glasses behind my back. Will you believe me? Based on my credential with you, when the Prophet ﷺ stood on the mountain of Safa, حديث ابن عباس, and he said to قريش, ماذا قال لقريش؟ لو قلت لكم أن خلف هذا الجبل, behind this valley or mountain, there is an army that is about to attack you. Will you believe me? Did they believe him or not? What did they say? ما عهدنا عليك كذبا. We never experienced you lying. We have no reason not to believe. We believe you. هذا علم اليقين. They have certainty about what he said because of his credential. Like I said, if I tell you I have a pair of glasses behind my back here, based on this guy, he lied before. No. You know, or that's why lying is a problem, because if you lie one time, طيب. If you believe me, this is called علم اليقين. So you believe that I have glasses behind my back and you're certain about it. Be careful with that certainty thing. طيب, I show it to you. That's called what? عين اليقين. The eye of certainty. That knowledge reach what? Senses. طيب, I give it to you, touch it. You wear it. Go ahead and wear it. This called what? حق اليقين. And those three were mentioned in the Quran, right? صحيح. علم اليقين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين. So this is two. حق اليقين in سورة الواقعة. So the three were mentioned what? In the Quran. Oh. And a lot of us don't understand. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Ibrahim said to Allah, oh Allah, show me how do you resurrect the dead. Muslims will say, look at Ibrahim, he doesn't believe that Allah resurrected the dead. No. Ibrahim had the علم اليقين. He had the knowledge of certainty. He knew that Allah can resurrect the dead. But Ibrahim was asking for what? Rabbi, he was asking for what? عين اليقين. He was asking for what? To see it. Because of his ikhlas. Allah knows what's in his heart and he's the friend of Allah. Allah said to him, I will give you حق اليقين. I will make you do it. See, because he was خذ أربعة من الطير, take four birds, chop them, mix them, put each one, and you call upon them, they will come to you. فَهَذَا وَالْعِلْمِ. And this is, يا إخوة, the knowledge Islam talking about. Islam talks about العلم with certainty. But for that knowledge to work, it must be with certainty. Now, what is the difference between knowledge? The opposite of knowledge, I'm sorry. What is the opposite of knowledge? What is the opposite of knowledge? Huh? What? جهل. Say it. جهل. Ignorance. And you have two types of جهل. There are two types of ignorance. Two types. جهل بسيط. جهل مركب. Simple ignorance. Compound ignorance. What is جهل بسيط? Do you know when is the Battle of Badr is? I don't know. This is simple ignorance. Now I can teach you. But imagine somebody said, it was in the fourth year after Hijrah. You know it was in the second year, right? It was in the fourth year after Hijrah. And he looks at you like this. This is called what? A compound what? Jahl Murakkab. Now what do you need to do? You need to take away the fourth year and insert what? The second year. You have to take away the wrong and place what? The right. That's called jahl. And this is, by the way, a lot of people are like this. And a lot of them turn away from the truth because of what? Of their, because the ego, the nafs, when you come and try to correct them, huh? النفس يقول لك, you know better than me. Man, you don't know better than me. So some of them actually, but a lot of people, first of all, you have rarely people these days who say, we don't know. And people with compound ignorance, they are very hard to educate because you still have to clean the wrong information they possess and replace it with the right information. Like we mentioned with knowledge, there are levels up. We said what? There is what? علم اليقين, عين اليقين. What about ignorance here? There are levels down. الظن, الشك, الوهم. What is الظن? That you know something to be correct, but there is a percentage of doubt in it. Small percentage. We go back to that example of Badr. When is Badr? You tell me, I think it's in the second year after Hijrah, but maybe the third. So you have a percentage of what? Suspicion. Remember, علم اليقين, which is the lowest of knowledge. What? You're what? You're what? Certain. And by the way, if you drop to suspicion, that doesn't make you a Muslim anymore. Like if I ask you, does Allah exist? Even if you have not seen Allah, right? So, علم اليقين, you're going to tell me what? Yes! He exists! There is a day of judgment? Yes! There is a day of judgment! يقين, علم يقين, even though I have not seen it, even though I have not what? Experienced it, حق اليقين is not there, but علم اليقين is there. But now if I ask you as a Muslim, there is a day of judgment? Yeah, there is a day of judgment, but I think Socrate, Aristotle, this philosopher, الفيلسوف, right there, take you out of Islam. ظن. شوف هذه الآية. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ.
We don't have yaqeen. Yeah, there is an hour, but ideally, ikhwa, yani, just to show you that how simple it is. You know, the year, I always take that example, the year 22nd of December, the year 2012. What was happening there? 2012. People said that the Day of Judgment is going to happen on that day. تعرف بدر, some people actually said that في يوم القيامة 22 December 2012. Now, for you as a Muslim, you must have ilm al-yaqeen that the only one who knows when the hour is who? The Jibreel asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, متى الساعة? When is the hour? What did he say? You don't know, I don't know. So, you must have ilm yaqeen now. Ilm yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty that no one knows when the hour is. Now if you are entertaining that there is some Hindus, with all respect to the Hindus, you know, or Mexican, whatever they are, know when the hour is, your Islam is gone. Because لابد من اليقين. وشوف شروط لا إله إلا الله. What شروط? What are the conditions of لا إله? What is the first condition of لا إله إلا الله? علم then what? يقين. The knowledge that must lead to what? Yaqeen. Ya ikhwa, I always have a hard time, and I remember I was in San Diego explaining this subject. And one of the brother came to me after the lecture, and he said, I could tell that he had a hard time really trying to convey this to us. توصلين المعلومة دي, يعني تعبت. I can give you a good example that you can follow. He said, you know a jar of honey? عارفين العسل النحل. You know a jar of honey, right? Honey, huh? You know that, right? What happened if you drop one drop of vinegar in it? Vinegar, you know the vinegar? Just drop one drop of vinegar. What is going to happen? Likewise, your yaqeen cannot be what? That's what's called aqeedah. This is why they call this what? Aqeedah, something that is what? Unquestionable. You don't question. You don't. فالظن is one level down that you cannot go there. You cannot go there. If you doubt for a second that Allah is the creator, if you, even though you may believe 99.9999999999, but that's not enough. It has to be what? 100% or more. You can go 100. That's where we believe iman goes up and down, right? Iman goes up and down. Goes between ayn al-yaqeen, haqq al-yaqeen. Haqq al-yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, ilm al-yaqeen, stop. You cannot go below ilm al-yaqeen. You go down ilm al-yaqeen, you're out of Islam. You're gone. No more Islam. So, at least you have to maintain what? Ilm al-yaqeen. But if you want to taste the sweetness of this faith, of this deen, then go to ayn al-yaqeen. Now, like hadith Nafaqa Hanzala, the companion who went to Abu Bakr and said, Hanzala is a hypocrite. فأبو بكر قال له, لي, why is he? When we are with the messenger of Allah, he talks to us about Jannah and Hill, we reach what? عين اليقين, كأننا نراها, as if what? We see it. Our iman goes up from ilm al-yaqeen to what? Imagine they are sitting with the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is describing for them Jannah and Hill as if they see it. Now when they go back home, what happens? They go down to what? Ilm al-yaqeen. They go back to what? To the base, lower Islam, the level. So now he's questioning him, his iman, his... Abu Bakr said, man, I feel the same way. نفس الشيء. Let's go to the Messenger of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, by Allah, if you continue spending all your time with me, you're going to reach حق اليقين. But he didn't say that literally, but he said you're going to what? Shake the hand. ما هو ده حق اليقين. Do we see angels? Do you see it? You're going to shake the hands of who? But ساعة وساعة. That's the nature of. You have to go. But go. Do not go below what? علم اليقين. علم اليقين, no. You must have the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge of Allah that gives you certainty that you don't even question. If you go down to dhan, that's dangerous. That takes you out of Islam. There is one level below. Below dhan, which is shak. Dhan is suspicion. That you believe it, but you still have what? Suspicion. Shak is when you believe it and don't believe it. Halfway, equally. I tell you there is a day of judgment, is it? Yes and no. Equally. You believe that there is a day of judgment and you believe at the same time there is no day of judgment. So there is what? Shak. There is al-waham, which is illusion. I think that's the proper English. Illusion that you say what? There is no day of judgment. But I think there is. So the percentage of doubt is more than what? Certainty. You're getting that? So let's say that let's use the example of Badr. When is the battle of Badr? We know that it's in the second year after Hijrah, right? Dhan, what is Dhan? You say what? It is the year 2 after Hijrah. But I'm not sure. Maybe the 3rd. Even though you're certain. But you still have what? A small percentage of what? Nisbas basita jiddan min al-dhan. Tab al-shak. When is the battle of Badr? I think it is in the 2nd year or the 4th year. One of the 2. So you're what? Both. طيب, look at the last one, which is the illusion, the waham. When is the battle of Badr? You tell me what? It is the 4th year. But maybe the 2nd. So it's the other way. But in any rate, you cannot have any of these. اعلم رحمك الله. We explained that today. Bismillah, a'lam rahimakallah. Next lecture, inshallah, we're going to start with the 4 masail which the author explained, inshallah, or presented to us, inshallah. Does it sound good? Did we learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Did we learn a'lam rahimakallah? جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله إخوة next Tuesday إن شاء الله between